Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 186 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. And it's just me tonight. Nail Fury, well, it was a good weekend. Nail Fury was tired. So, over the week, we didn't get the game much, but yes, today is March 30th, 2025, and yesterday we got a good amount of World of Warcraft in. We closed the night with Kraven, and intermingled in that, it was a good day. It was a relaxing day. Today, it snowed outside again. March 30th, and it snowed outside again. Yay for southwestern Minnesota, I suppose. And with family, extended family, Sword Agent, the brother, we did some hell diving. So, another good day of gaming today. I didn't have D&D. This weekend, usually I do, but we managed to fill the time quite nicely once chores got done. And yeah, it was a pretty strong weekend. Otherwise, I am very guilty of enjoying reading. If you pop over to my Goodreads, the book Flamecaster. And it is a continuation of a series that is highly recommended. That starts with The Demon King. So, just putting it out there, a couple of good books by Cinda Williams-Chima? I'm not sure how to pronounce that right, but Demon King is the first book in the series. Flamecaster here is like the fifth. And I know some of this is absolutely riveting sound as I slide back and forth for a podcast version, but maybe you're joining me on YouTube. So, hello there. We'll keep this quick. There's one bit of political that just kind of stands out to me from this last week. And yeah, just the meme speaks volumes, I think. So, oddly enough, Signal is one of the few messaging apps I don't have. But there it is. The Trump administration making war plans in the Signal app and including a journalist. And it's been talked to death in other places. I'm sure if Nail Fury was more awake, he'd be facepalming right now. Because I want to facepalm right now. Good grief. That's really the phrase of the day. Oh, good grief. Just no. So, like, just to highlight, Doge has cost us about $500 billion already. whether that's in real efficiency being lost or lost jobs and so therefore unemployment or failure to successfully process things on time. It's not looking pretty, guys. It just isn't. Not at all. Like, a Tufts grant student, PhD student, brilliant mind, is getting deported because of a pro-Palestinian opinion piece. Last I checked, we still have the First Amendment. We should have the First Amendment. So, anybody within our borders is supposed to be allowed these same rights. It's not a thing where just because they might not be a full citizen, they don't get the rights. It's supposed to just be the law applying to everyone equally across the board. If you go to London and commit a crime, you're guilty in London of doing the thing that was illegal there. Or a better example might be, say, the American that was fined for spitting in the Philippines ages ago, I think it was, because public spitting was not allowed and it's a completely different country. You're not above the laws of the country you're being hosted in, whether it's for vacation or for education. But it should apply the other direction too, that the laws of the place you're in should be protecting you whether you're a citizen or not. So the fact that this PhD student is in the process of being deported because she dared exercise the First Amendment right granted to her by the Constitution, whether she's a citizen or not, is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And we need to speak out for that, for these people that aren't able to speak out for themselves. So, there it is. The danger light is definitely flashing. The check engine light, the check constitution light is definitely flashing on the current government and what's going on. So we need to make sure to be ready to take action. Whether that's speaking out that things aren't okay, or it's attending a protest if you're in an area that you can. Just be careful, my friends. Because if they're already going after people and eroding the Constitution, then when do they start eroding it further and just going after citizens and then saying, oh, well, your ancestry is from, I don't know, Czechoslovakia, so we're going to ship you there, even though you're a native English speaker, you've never spoken another language, let alone no Chechnyan. And off you go. Because you don't agree with the current administration. That's what we're nearing here. That's what they're trying to figure out how to do to scare us into silence. So just keep that in mind, my friends, okay? Be careful. But we do still need to speak out for those that can't speak for themselves or who are detained and can't speak for themselves. It's worrisome. Very worrisome. But I'm going to keep it short tonight. I'd like to get Nail Fury's thoughts on Kraven when he's back available. So hopefully I remember to do that. I should just update the podcast notes now to ask him ask Nail Fury what he thought of Kraven. There we go. Now it's on the podcast notes. Nice and big and bold. I guess that's because I zoomed in, but there we go. So just be careful out there, friends. I'm going to process this and probably keep posting on the blog or make more progress on the book. I'm about halfway through, already enjoying it. And this is book one of the second series, or book five, depending on how you want to look at it. But it's been good. So there are lights to appreciate in the world right now. Gaming with friends, gaming with family, good books. I somehow, in an office March Madness bracket pool, managed to pick correct for the final four. Go figure. I am not a basketball guy and haven't been for years at this point. Michael Jordan was on the Chicago Bulls the last time I really paid attention to basketball. So I don't know what year that was. There are people that will. So Nolan Ryan was pitching when I paid attention to baseball. I've been out of watching sports and paying attention to sports for quite a long time at this point. I'd rather game. That's all. Nothing against them. If you enjoy them, awesome. We find our fellowship where we can. Like recognizes like. So stay safe out there, my friends. This was episode 186 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. If you would like to write in, it is podcast@flameflash.net. Or you can leave a comment on YouTube. Or the blog. I believe Keela did write in, actually, on the last post. If we scroll to it. Let's see here. Analytics, comments. I mean, she said she did, but it's still not showing up there, Keela. I don't know why. Nope, still nothing. Okay, well. I see it in, like, the analytics that there is a comment, but I can't see what the comment actually was. That's YouTube for you, I guess. But everybody take care, okay? It's getting kind of hairy out there.